From the PSIASI Satellite Studios in Hood River, Oregon, I'm George Thomas. You're listening to First Chair. And today we're checking in from National Academy with first-time attendee Josephine Cormier. Josephine, thank you for taking time out from your busy schedule to chat with us, but you must be having an amazing time.
I am. I think this is the best PSIA event I have ever been to.
And how long have you been a member of PSIA?
So I was a member for 4 years when I was in college, and then I let my membership lapse because I moved to France to teach English. And then once I started interning at Achieve Tahoe in Alpine Meadows in December of 2019, I rejoined. So I've been a new member again for the last 5 years.
So what's that been like for you? Have you heard about National Academy? What prompted you to attend this year?
I had a friend who I knew who had attended 2 years ago, and she spoke really highly of it. And then this year I applied for the Nancy Oaks Hall Scholarship to go and received it. And I was really excited to come and train with the Adaptive National Team. I hope one day to be on Adaptive Ed staff in the West. And it's really exciting to have the opportunity to train with people who know more than I do and can offer new insights and new ways to think about things. So I thought, I really want to go there and learn from them.
What was it like for you when you found out you had actually received the scholarship?
I kind of was surprised, or I guess I didn't. Carol kept on trying to call me, but my voicemail box was full.
Oh no!
So when she finally got me, because I hadn't heard anything, so like, oh, I must not have gotten it. So then when she told me I'd gotten it, I kind of was silent for a second because I was like, is this a joke? And then I was very excited.
Now, I've heard are you associated at all with Achieve Tahoe? Is that an adaptive program?
Yes, yeah, it's an adaptive program. So we're a nonprofit, and we are based out of Alpine Meadows at Palisades Tahoe, and then we also have a program center at North Star, also in North Lake Tahoe.
Now, how did you get interested in teaching adaptive?
When I took my PSIA Level 1 exam in college, one of my examiners was an adaptive instructor, and he mentioned it, and I kind of had heard of it. And I was like, that sounds really cool. I didn't know that was a thing. And then when I came back to the U.S., I was looking for a way to ski. And I wanted to kind of move to Tahoe, but I didn't want to just be a ski bum. And then I found out about Achieve Tahoe and their internship. And I was like, that seems like a cool way to get exposed to this thing and learn more. So I applied and have been with it ever since.
And where are you on your path to eventually making the Ed staff?
Right now I have my Alpine 2 and my Adaptive 2. I'm working towards my Alpine 3, but it's definitely been a challenge. But that's okay. And then after that, the Adaptive 3.
Now, is this second day on snow at National Academy that's wrapped up?
Yes.
And what's been your high point so far?
Oh, I feel like all of it. Sounds cheesy, but one of the things has been working with Jeff, Christina, and Mike has been amazing. They know so much, but they're able to disseminate information that's both salient and clear, and that's huge. Like, I feel like I'm keeping a list on my phone of different things I've learned, and I think there are already like 15 things on it. And then the other thing is this afternoon I got to join the Ripping Steeps and Bumps group with Bretta, who's on the national team, and we got to do 4 laps of tram face and just ski hard, and that was awesome. Or not tram face, but runs off the tram.
Now, I've heard the snow conditions have been interesting.
Oh, I mean, if you're from Tahoe, I feel like you can ski anything, so I'm kind of fine with it. But I have heard that as well, but I'm having a great time.
What are you looking forward to in the coming 3 days?
So I think tomorrow we are getting into mono skis, and that's going to be really exciting. In training for my adaptive certs, I have had to mono ski before, but a lot of that training has been on my own with me recruiting friends to pick me up when I fall. So to be able to mono ski and then have the eyes of Jeff, Christina, and Mike on me, helping, giving me that feedback so that I can both improve my own mono skiing and then improve my teaching in that discipline, is going to be great. I can't wait.
I thought one of the hardest things about being at National Academy is you get so much information and you're so excited to take it back to your area. But is Alpine Meadows still going to be open when you get back? Are you going to be able to do any clinics?
Yes, it is. I don't know if we'll do any clinics this year, but we'll definitely be able to ski. I know Palisades is open until Memorial Day, and there are the other side. And then we still have lessons going until the 27th. So definitely a little bit of a chance to share some knowledge when I get back.
And would you encourage anyone else who's thinking of National Academy to attend? That sounds like a pretty silly question with your enthusiasm.
That's true. Yeah, I know. I've been very cheerful. Yeah, I definitely would. It's just a cool experience. It's really neat to be around a lot of people who are passionate about ski instructing, and then also to be around people who really have dedicated their lives to it and see that, you know, and learn from them. It's great.
You know, what was it like for you that first night you get to National Academy, there's a dinner, and you're breaking up into your groups? Did you automatically just go to Jeff Krill's group, or how did that work?
I just knew it was gonna, one of the other guys in the adaptive group who is trying out for the national team, I work parallel to him at North Star. And so I found him and he was like, oh, we're all with Jeff. There are only 11 of us. So I kind of just went over to Jeff and was like, hey, I'm in your group.
And then what was it like getting to ski with Brenna in the afternoon? She is amazing.
That was awesome. She rips, and that was really cool to just try to follow her around and ski some steep lines and get some good feedback, but also just ski hard. It was really a highlight.
And not only is she amazing, that's her home mountain.
Yeah, I know. And there were two other people in our group too, who was also their home mountain, and the visibility was pretty low, but it was great because I was like, wow, there are three people in this group who definitely know where they're going. So I can actually ski this with a little bit of speed as long as I stay close enough to them.
Well, Josephine, I know you've got a lot going on right now, and I really appreciate you taking the time to check in with us from National Academy.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Josephine Cormier joining us on First Chair from the PSIA ASI Satellite Studios in Hood River, Oregon. I'm George Thomas.